الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Hajj is where Islam proves, in practice, its opposition to any form of discrimination. Here is a part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution on May 17, 2023, during a meeting with Iranian officials in charge of organizing and conducting the Hajj pilgrimage this year. The goal is the unity of the Islamic Ummah in facing unbelief, oppression, arrogance, and in the face of human and non-human idols. The goal is to stand up to all the things that Islam came to eliminate. The goal is for the Muslims to gather together and stand up to these things. For example, the issue of Israel, the Zionist regime, is a matter of discussion today. The entire Islamic world should gather together, and their gathering should have a message in opposition to the Zionist regime. The problem in the world today is the influence of the arrogant powers. Everyone must gather together to show their presence and their strength and to stand up to the arrogant powers. This is the case. These are the worldly benefits of Hajj. Of course, if we want to count the worldly benefits, we need to write tens of pages about them. But I have just mentioned a few words about this. As for the benefits of Hajj in the hereafter, the benefits in the hereafter are mixed with these worldly benefits.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Hajj affects people's hearts. It allows people to come closer to the Almighty God. It strengthens one's relationship with the Almighty God. It brings sincerity to our actions. It cleanses the heart of everything that conflicts with the remembrance of God. Hajj is these things. These things need to take place. The rituals that are a part of Hajj, the Ihram, Tawaf, prayer, Sa'i, Arafat, Mash'ar, the rituals in Mina, and other such rituals, each one of these is a door, a window of enlightenment to the world of meaning and the unseen world, a window that your heart uses. This is how you should go to Hajj. This is how you should perform the Hajj rituals. An important issue regarding Hajj is the global and extraterritorial outlook of all Muslims. This should not be ignored. Islam has asked all Muslims to have an extraterritorial outlook. There is no doubt that people are naturally faced with long-term, short-term, and daily issues in their lives. There is no escaping this, but we should not be limited to this.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've